fucking all season, you know, about the team and what, you know, I really don't know what to ask you, mate. How, you know, how?
Well, it's first and foremost, it's no. In terms of the day's game, if I talk about the day's game first, we say that we need to play at a high tempo. If we were going to get beat, we would beat ourselves. It turned out that way. We say that at half time. We created enough chances. In terms of effort and commitment, I think it was all there. In terms of creating chances, it was there. Even at 1-0 with 10 men, we had a wee half chance. But it's no on this day. It's no on the day to day. It's been right for the season. And we all have to stand up and look at it. You know, it's very, very raw, and we're very, the emotions are all hurting in there, so you don't say too much to the players. I just think the consistency of performance for us, you know, you can't turn it on and off as a tap. You owe it to yourself and each other. You've seen us when we were very good, and you went, whoa, we need to be like that every week. So that's something that I have to look at and say, why are we not doing that? That's not taking nothing away from the opposition that try and stop you. So we're just sort of, you know, not too much to sort of say and do. We're hurting. I feel for the fans, feel for the club. We'll need to take it on the chin, take your medicine. But it's our job to try and get this club back where it belongs. And, you know, I'm quite sure over the next few days there'll be a lot of banging heads together. But we have to be very clever in what we're doing, very smart in what we're doing. You know, and that takes, you know, it's no that machine gun. I mean, we know, we just take our time. I think we have to sleep on it. And then who wants to be with us in the first division? Who wants to stay here? Who wants to try and get the club back up? And what kind of players can you attract? Because nothing's bigger than the club. The club will always be here. And it's our job to try and get them back there. Bitterly disappointed, really, honestly. It's, you know, you have to give congratulations to your opponent. Bitterly disappointed. But as I say, it's not on today's performance, it's the whole season.
It's something in the coming days that you'll have to take stock of over the course of the whole season.
You look at that, but you know, we're on it together, you know, and you know, I've asked them to do stuff, and you know, I've had a good response off them, and when it's good, as I say, it's good. It's really good. If you've seen us at our best, you'll be standing here saying, how are they relegated? But it's in there, you know, it's something that we have to say is bang heads together and say, right, what can we do to improve this, make it better? Because I'll say this to you, you go down to that first division, everybody think, oh, no, football doesn't work like that. You have to earn the right. I've seen many a club go down there and took them a while. So, you know, we'll just have to let that sink in and, you know, sit down, see where we want to go and take it from there.
John, a massive turning point today is obviously the red card.
It was a red card. I didn't think so when I was coming off the pitch. I was saying to him, but when I look back, I never really seen it. When I look back, it was a red card. So he's got that right. But as I say, that's what we say at half time. Don't beat ourselves. That's a concentration and a discipline. You know, and it just so happens to be Big Effie. It's been other players. You know, it just so happens in a big game today, it was Effie. So you feel for him.
Is that kind of symptomatic?
You feel for him, honestly, Bill. You don't. He's good about the boys, about the dressing room, and you really feel for him.
Do you call him, right?
Yeah, and you really feel for him. And, you know, but it's been like that. It was Effie today, and it's been one or two things that wee bits and pieces of mistakes and all that stuff. And so, listen, we're on it together. And you win as a team, you lose as a team.
Did you think you were going to? It was kind of settled for extra time.
Do
you think it was going to get
out
down to the wire before you get that chance?
Yep, but we were always trying to chop and change it and try to win the game. We were desperate to get the substitutes on, and the sounding off changed all that. You know, and we were actually changing it, chopping about. In terms of the boys run themselves into the ground, the whole game changed on the sounding off. I felt we were well on top in the first half, started very well in the second half. They come into a wee bit, and then the sending off changed it. But I think we stood up to it. You know, but that's football. That is football. You know, you think you're right, we'll see this game out, we'll get into extra time, we'll organise a little bit, and you get your backside felt. So, a little bit disappointed. Listen, I'll say for the whole club, everybody, the community, everywhere at the club, we're on it together. We're all hurting, we're feeling. Emotions are very high. Everybody wants, there's a blame game goes on and that. We just need to keep calm, sleeping it, and then make sure no matter what we're doing the right decisions for the club going forward in the future. Well, first thing I'll look at Ian is myself. You know what I mean? That's the first thing I'll look at. And I'll look at all the stuff. What have I done right, done wrong? What could have done better? But I talked about there about the blame game, but there's no excuses either. There's no excuses. You have to stand up and man up and stand up to it. So, you know, that's why in there you don't say too much. They're raw, they're hurting. They're definitely hurting. And, you know, we just need to take the medicine. Oh, definitely. I want the chance to really take this club where it wants to go, and that's the reason I'm saying that. No one's bigger than the football club. You know, this club is a really good club with good, passionate supporters. You know, and it's our job. We've let them down, that's for sure, this season. Not today, we've let them down this season. So we need to sort of regroup and go again and get them smiling again. It's not going to be easy. Everybody, you know, I get that. But once the dust settles, you know, even as players, you know, we need to come back and go roll the sleeves up and be committed to getting the club back in the championship. But I'm honest enough to say it's not going to be easy. All right?
No, all the best, mate.